Welcome to Investigating Angel, an Angel rewatch podcast where we analyze each episode of Angel the series with no spoilers. We are your hosts, Leia
and Sarah,
and if you love Angel, this is the podcast for you. Yeah, we don't say spoilers either.
Wait, are we just going to take all this out then?
Tabby, are you good?
You're talking about Connor.
What's an episode that's like terrible on the show?
Season 2, bro.
Season 2
was great.
Season 2 there's like episodes in season 2 that are like rough.
Which one? Huh? No. They're so good.
Season 2 is tight.
Season 4, Leah, is what you're thinking of.
I honestly actually don't remember the...
Like, Connor?
Leah, it's Connor. Season 4.
Oh my gosh. Good luck.
We can do some like splits where Leah will come over and talk about a little bit of season 6, and then you guys come over and talk about season 3 of Angel so that we have a little bit of a break. So, something to consider.
You can have the Double Meat Palace. I refuse.
I was literally going to say, I'll take the Double Meat
Palace. Oh, thank you.
I hate that episode. I felt like that's okay.
Hallelujah.
What episode would you want them to swap with?
Waiting
you,
in the Wings.
Which one? I don't know that one.
That's the episode
that Angel and Cordelia.
I could do that one.
What?
The ballet one.
They what?
I could do that one for sure.
They're possessed. They're possessed by ghosts.
That one's good.
It's not.
Yeah. It's not good, but I could do it.
Wait, the ballet one?
It's not good, but I could do it.
The ballet itself is really good, but Angel and Cordelia being possessed by the ghosts
is so
cringy.
It's not even just them, too. It's like all of the, like, that's the start of, like, all the stupid love triangles, and I'm just like, ugh.
It starts to turn very CW.
Oh, that's where Gunn and,
Fred
start becoming a thing.
And Red start, yeah.
Wesley is, like, doing something in there, and it's just, like, I don't know. It's just
isn't that the one where Cordelia, like, so what is she... What is the line that she tells Angel, like, I need you inside me or something like that?
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's something weird like that.
I'm only alive when you're inside me. That line is etched into my brain because it literally makes me nauseous.
See, that's fine with me only because I'm not on Angel, so I can just come in and, like, see a weird episode, be like, oh, this is fun to talk about. But when you're so drenched in the show that you're in it and there's an episode like that, you're like, oh...
I feel like I prefer an episode like that because it's not actually them. So it's, like, not as bad to me. But, like, the episodes where, like, it actually is them and they're supposed to be in love, those are the ones where I'm like, oh, God.
Well, I mean, Double Meat Palace, there's that nasty-ass scene next to the dumpster, isn't there? And, oh.
If ever there was a metaphor
mine's more
for
the concept.
Spuffy,
I just
right
hate
there.
The concept, too.
Gosh, we can only find a Mora demon when it literally jumps into our living room. Like that's the only time you can
find one. Oh, we can only find a demon that literally seeks out warriors. What about that time when Cordelia literally turned into like a god being warrior? Really? A Mora demon wasn't anywhere? Are you for real?
And it jumps into his workplace. Like, are you really, guys?
Like, are
really?
You telling me that Buffy and Angel were never in a room together again? The Mora demon was never there at the end of season 7 when you literally had Spike, Buffy, Angel, Faith, all of them in one room, but no Mora demon was there. Yes! I did cry at the end of Angel out of anger.
No.
Out of the one
but
they tease the Buffy being in it, but it wasn't actually Buffy. Oh, where Spike and Angel are.
Yeah.
I was so mad.
It's she
was
like, Sarah gave her false hope. No, Sarah gave her false hope. Yes, you did.
I did not.
You
did.
You're like, Leah, you're like this. And then Leah's this thing and then Sarah's going to pop up.
Leah,
Sarah Michelle
Gellar. No.
I was intentional the entire time. I said, guys, I just want you to know Buffy is not going to come back. I said, Buffy never comes back in the show.
But you could have been lying. And then when you open up an episode, be like, Leah, you guys are going to like this one. And when you think Sarah's going to be there.
No, I made it very clear.
Sarah didn't mislead me. I just hated the episode. she did. The girl in question. She said she was like, Buffy's not in this episode. But I just hated the fact that she wasn't. I thought she was lying to me. And I also think it made it worse knowing that Buffy was supposed to be in that episode. Like, Sarah Michelle Gellar was supposed to be in that episode. It's like, oh, why is Cordelia here? Like, come on.
That's a different one. It's your welcome.
That one was so annoying. That's the one I cried at.
You're welcome? You cried out of frustration at the end of
Yeah, it was the girl in question.
Yeah. That's like such a funny episode too.
It is a funny episode.
It was so funny it ended and I looked over and Leah was like crying in rage. She was like, why would they do that? She's like sobbing.
I was like, I have been watching this show for 5 seasons. Can I just get one episode?
It's funny, but it's also frustrating because it's like you see someone who's supposed to be Buffy dancing from afar and you never get to see Angel and Buffy
together. That's the whole point. That's the whole point of the episode.
So angry.
That whole episode is like a parody. It's like a big fuck you to like all of the shippers.
Literally.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
But it's also funny too.
You have to just kind of lean into the funniness and not think about it too deeply.
Sorry, I just wanted to say something because we were talking about Randall Slavin. I just opened Instagram and he commented on Charisma's picture. He has an Instagram, you guys.
No! No!
Wait, what does his profile say?
Randall Slavin, photographer.
Hater of acting.
How is he a photographer, but he doesn't know his own angles?
Right? Arena Shake or whatever. I think that's
him. Oh, wow. So he actually is a... Wow.
Photographer.
All right. Well, I guess acting was not his thing then. That's hilarious.
What did he say on Charisma's post?
He just put eyes.
Ew.
Those, like, looky eyes.
I think because he saw that, like, she was, like, her mother was with Clint Eastwood. So it was like, I didn't know that. But, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was, like, a thirst trap that she posted. I was like, ew.
No. No.
Could you imagine, though, like, living your life knowing that you, like, have those quotes of yourself in a book somewhere? Like, I would be so embarrassed.
So embarrassing. It's published. Yikes.
At least she has Riley to go back home to.
Oh, God. You know what? To defend Riley just a little bit, not too much, though. I think as a 29-year-old today, I appreciate what Riley brings to the table.
He's not a bad guy.
For a little bit. But I just don't think that it's like, you know, the right fit.
He's not
the
Buffy. It's not the right fit. It's not them.
But he's not like... It's weird to think about, like, how much people hated Riley back in the day. Like, people were, like, so anti-Riley. And I feel like he's all right.
He's not bad. Mm-hmm. He's just not Angel.
He's just no Angel.
God.
The most painful episode ever.
Leah, mic close to your face.
The most painful episode ever.
You are such a butthead.
Just say it normally so that other people don't have to.
Thanks so much for listening to Investigating Angel. If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to follow, subscribe, and review us on all platforms. You can also find us on Instagram at Investigating Angel Podcast, and you can email us at investigatingangelpodcast@gmail.com.